My topic is also for the independent director. I think in this morning, many speakers have talked about this topic in the technical aspect. So in this afternoon, I will just speak of this from the macro perspective, and the scale of this institution will be explained by Ms. Yuan Ye. I think in 2001, we have transformed this independent director in China. And in 2005, we revised our company law. And the first time in setting, we required all these companies should adopt appoint independent director. And we know we translated this from the US because in US in 1970s it be provided in the business standard of New York Stock Exchange, and in 2002 Chinese office provided this. So is this a sign of converging? I will explain this in three parts. The first, I will ask the question, because in China, independent director institution has a very abnormal function. Just like Professor just introduced, in China, this independent director institution is wants to controlling shareholders. It's a very abnormal function. So in the part two and part three, I just want to explain why this happened in China. And first, we will see that in China, the independent director institution, the major function is to monitor majority shareholders or controlling shareholders. This we can see this from two aspects. First, the qualification for the independent director is about this. This independent director of its affiliated person should not hold in more than 1% share of the company. And the role of the independent director is about give the independent opinion to the transaction as this. All these most of these transactions is involved conflict of interest. And it's suspicious of what will happen routine behavior by the controlling shareholders. But this rule is very abnormal because independent director was elected by shareholders. So if we want the independent director to be independent from majority, from the controlling shareholders, we only that the majority shareholders out of the selection and election process. Like the career Professor Kim just said in this morning, more than 3% of shareholders will count by the vote. And why this independent director will protect the interest of minority shareholders? Scholars have given this suggestion. They want the independent director in China will become a profession like auditor. They get full-time job. But all these suggestions get out of the majority shareholders out and to make them become a profession can't come true in China. In our new reverse the company law 2005, we only provided a cumulative voting right. So some scholars have criticized our government, said our government misread the rule of independent directors. Some foreign scholars and also domestic scholars have said that. But I will explain this. Not our government misread the rule. They have their own exception for this institution. Because in China's corporate government, fix the pressure problem. The first, the most problem of corporate governance in China is the listed company looted by majority shareholders. And I think this happens in most countries, not only in China. But the distinguishing feature of China is that majority shareholders are governments. So that is a problem, because government, in traditional thought, government is the representative of the public interest. If they lose the listed company, does they just taxi, nice taxi to this stock investor? Why they lose listed company? So I will try to explain the picture. First, in our listed company, we have a concentration of ownership. This chart is made by the economics. They said the total holding of all big shareholders, and big shareholders are more than 5 trillion. They are 54%. And the largest shareholder of all the listed companies is 45%. Who are these majority shareholders? We can see this chart. In 2001, the state holding most controlling shares of the listed company. There have 54% listed company be controlled by government. And we will also see this. Government will be divided into central government and local government. And in the government, the local government be the majority of these controlling shareholders of Chinese listed companies. So in China, we can see the big problem of corporate governance is if the company be looted by controlling shareholders. And the distinguished feature of this problem is these controlling shareholders, most of them are government, especially the local government. And we will see why government will lose this company. We have some explanation. Why is the government have multiple documents? Targets, because they will care about not only care about the maximization of the profit, they will care about employment, social stability, and such things. And also, they have a big problem of getting the cost between government and their representatives. Because government will have representatives in the listed company board to represent their interests. And because government has multiple targets, so they're difficult. So the government is difficult to measure the performance of the representatives. So their representatives can get their can control the shareholders, can control the listed company for their private interest. And the government, it's difficult for government to find them out. And the other especially thing for this rule is the ways of restructuring state-owned enterprise for RTO, making the looting more convenient. I think it's this. In China, for some ideology reason and for some political reason, the state-owned enterprise, when they want to get RTO, they must be restructured. They will be divided into holding companies and listed companies. and listed company get the whole effect on this state-owned enterprise. So the holding company will get this better effect next. And for the ideology reason, the holding company's holding will not be sold on the exchange. In China, the stock will be, the shares will be divided into two parts. One is circular share, another is non-circular share. The non-circular share will come to be sold on the exchange, will come to be sold on the counter. So it will be more cheap. So for the holding company, they held the bad asset left. So they must substitute this bad asset to keep this worker employment. They need money. And because they can't sell this share on the exchange at full price, so they will lose the listed company because they control this company. And the central government and the local government, they all will lose the listed company. But they have different interests. For central government, they will lose the listed company, but their looting behavior will balance by its responsibility. Because first, the central government should be responsible for the capital market. Because capital market is a national market. If there have some scandal happened in this market, the people will criticize the central government. If some scandal like Enron and the similar scandal, we will criticize our central government didn't do a good job. And central government also want to develop a strong capital market because they want to get the finance stability and the financial stability. They want to develop the direct finance. But we know if you want to have a strong capital market, you must protect the investor, give this investor confidence in the market so they can give money to the listed company to buy the share. So these two conditions will limit the central government's looting behavior. But it's different for local governments. Local government's looting behavior has no limit. But they are more aggressive because in our physical system, local government only can divide the taxation with the central government and they get a small part from this taxation. And they have no financial right. They can't issue public issue government funds. They can't borrow money from banks. So, but they have most of the responsibility because they pay for the public they must provide public institution to the local people, such as education system is paid by local government. So they need more money, they are more greedy. And they don't have responsibility to the capital market because, as I just said, capital market is a national market. Local government can loot it from this market and make some listed company in the insolvent, but they don't pay for it because the investor will criticize the central government. So they also don't care for the strong capital market. So if we have a strong capital market, the local government also will benefit from this because their own enterprise will more convenient to give money. But the strong capital market is not a public good. Nobody wants to enjoy this public good, but nobody wants to pay for this. And also, local governments are competitors. They want that money from the national public. They want to get money from there. So, because we have different function, I would say function for the looting behavior. So the traditional way to control this controlling majority shareholders will start the world in China. In the traditional way to controlling shareholders will be expanded is minority shareholders approval for the transaction and as opposed to is a fairly low carbon bill. Central government wants to control, to limit the looting behavior of local government, but because they have the power to legislation, so they can do this to revise our company law. But they dominate the expansion way, not like the Korea. We, in our new revised company law, we don't provide this way, this instrument. Because the central government is also the controlling shareholder. They don't want to leave it themselves. And in the new revised company law, we provide the instrument of this exposed way. We give the directive suit right to shareholders. And we say that the controlling shareholders should misuse their controlling power. But this instrument, I think, will come to work for this reason. The local government thought in the direction of the central government, but they also have their advantage. The most advantage of them is they control the local court. In our constitutional law, the judges are elected by local congress, and the court also supervised by local congress. Every year, they must report their work to the local congress. So, we adopt independent direction and give them this special role, this abnormal role, because this institution has its advantage. It's not so strict. Because the CSRC, our Securities Regulatory Committee, control this system. So this system just will work for the local government. And we don't need the independent director to extinguish the controlling shareholders looting behavior. We just want them to give the independent opinion to do this warning loop. And because independent directors elected by majority shareholders, so this rule. If this rule works in China, it still needs more time to prove it. And in China, the central government wants to control independent direction. They have a training program for this. If you want to be the independent director, you should take part in this training program and take taxes to get the take exam. To get certificate for this. And before you be elected as the independent director, you should get permission from the CSRC. And the other way is to, in China, our CSRC, that's the Securities Regulatory Commission, gave the strict duty to this independent director. In China from 2002, I think more than 100 independent directors published for the misrepresentation of the listed company. And they publish the government, the central government publishes this independent director, don't care if they perform the due diligence. Just they cite the disclosure material, including this misrepresentation, they will be published. I think this duty is also one to control independent directors. So that's a simple conclusion. I just explained the political structure is personally relationship between central and local government to give me why we adopt the transplanted with independent director system from US and give this abnormal, a very strange look function. And I think, but this political structure works here because we have a different nature of ownership, because the controlling shareholders in China are state, government. So if we, in the whole privatization, in the process, the state takes out from the share controlling, and all of these companies become private, this political structure maybe will not work in China for the corporate government, for the independent directors. But we still, if all these state-owned companies become private, we still have problem of competition. So I think this for the competition structure of ownership, I think the back chart and Matthew will have the explain of this, how to pass dependent thing to have this kind of for my presentation. Thank you for your patience for my pro English.